Welcome to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Both of Ohio's United States senators weighed in this week on the latest Republican effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. For this week's Politics Ohio, we spoke with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Ingles says despite ongoing partisan rancor in Washington over health reform, Ohio's two senators are in agreement that some parts of the existing Affordable Care Act need to be changed. Joe, where do Ohio Senator Rob Portman and Senator Sherrod Brown stand on the latest GOP proposal to repeal the Affordable Care Act?
First of all, Senator Rob Portman, a lot of protesters, a lot of people have been targeting him with a lot of attention lately, but actually he has been against both versions that have come through the Senate. And one of the big sticking points for him is that he feels like there's not enough opportunity or options in many markets of Ohio. You can't even get an insurer under the Affordable Care Act. You know, I'm talking about these people who go on there. Maybe they don't qualify for the Medicaid expansion itself, but yet they want to buy some affordable insurance. So they go on there, they find that there is no insurer in their county. There are 19 counties, apparently, in Ohio that have no insurers whatsoever, and another 27 that only have one. So that's been a big issue for Senator Portman. And he says he's just not comfortable with the way that some of the things are worded in it right now and the way that they're doing it, but he would like to see reform. But ironically, so would Senator Sherrod Brown. Senator Sherrod Brown says there are some problems with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare or whatever we're calling it. He says there are some problems with that because he says that things needed to be fixed, and he's calling for a bipartisan group, including him and Senator Portman, to sit down and look at some of the problems with Obamacare. In particular, he would like to see Obamacare try to deal with some of these massive increases that have been taking place, cost increases, insurers pulling out. And he wants to try to fix some of the little problems with it and make it more financially sustainable. So what I'm hearing from them is there is an agreement that they think that there are fixes that need to be made. But then as his campaign progressed, he said, you know, really, I think we need to reform it, you know, repeal and replace it. So that's what he was talking about as he was going through the election process. But I think at one point he really did kind of favor just, you know, blowing it up. He's not for that now. He's very clear that, you know, he thinks that that would be disastrous.
We have both Ohio senators now expressing interest in working together in a bipartisan way. Is that a new thing, largely due to the Trump administration?
Actually, I don't think it is all that new. There are a lot of times when I see legislation that has gone through the Senate or, you know, that is working its way through that both Ohio senators agree on. They are, both senators and Portman are united on a lot of things, especially if it involves the Great Lakes, for example. If it involves trade many times, they're on the same page. And the big problem, Jerry, right now is we have this opiate crisis in Ohio. And a lot of the people who are victims of this opiate crisis, or if you want to call them victims, some people don't like that term, but, you know, people who are needing help, they're finding that this Medicaid expansion and the Obamacare is helping these folks get the help that they need to be able to break out of it. And, you know, that's something that this opiate addiction is costing the state a lot of money every year in lost productivity. And it's something that all of our lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been concerned about for quite some time, as evidenced with the budget, because they just threw millions of dollars in the budget to try to deal with the opiate crisis. So that's something that we hear a lot about from Senator Portman. We hear it from Senator Brown. We hear it from Governor Kasich. We hear it from a lot of lawmakers, and it seems to be more of a bipartisan issue in that regard.
Joe Ingles with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Politics Ohio from WISO. Find more episodes at WISO.org. There you can subscribe to our podcast, which is also available on iTunes and Google Play.